Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories on this Thursday night here in February. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, filling in for Mike Murtha. He's off down south by Arizona way having some fun. So this is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. We're live here tonight. I have my son Ethan helping me, and we've got a couple of guests. We've got Aaron and Steve Hovde, and we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to pick a little bit, just like Briscoe Darling says. So sit back and enjoy yourself, and for the next 60 minutes, we hope to trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Welcome, everybody. We're here live at the studio in Amory, having fun on a Thursday night here in downtown Amory. Got my son Ethan and a couple of great guests here tonight, so we thought we'd get together and just talk a little bit and play a little bit. Ethan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to be back. couldn't make it last month. I had a gig over in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. That's... You're playing with so many different groups, it keeps you pretty busy, I guess.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's kind of slowed down a little bit this winter. Have you kept pretty busy with still not...
Yeah, the typical January, February have been slower, but my March is pretty full. And
We had a fun little job, you and I, and Clint Meyer.
Yep.
Played down at Zimey's down there.
Over in Weston.
Weston. That's down there in the middle of, kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it was fun down there, and a nice crowd down there, and Clint had most of the town of Spring Valley there, mm-hmm. So, and I got to mention, I got a call from Joe Murtha, that he's down there in Arizona with Mike, and they got a pretty big gig coming up here next week. I think that Carl's going to fly down, and I think next week they're playing in some park, and Joey's been learning some intros, he told me, and I said, you guys will do just fine. But so three-quarter Trigger Happy is going to be down in Arizona doing a job next week. Cool. So, but we want to welcome our guests. We've got Steve and Aaron Hovde here. So how you doing?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for having us up.
Thanks for coming up on a Thursday night and playing a little music with us here. So we were... advertising this week, telling everybody the way that when you guys used to play with Round Two, there was most everybody had some type of connection with relation to the Trigger Happy Band, and one way or another. And
yeah. Well, Dad and myself, obviously, and then Justin and John and Ryan and Mike, and then Aaron's my cousin. So yep. With Ethan and you, yeah, everybody was.
And Nick was Zach. Nick,
yep. Nick as well. My cousin Nick.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So it's been a little while since you guys have been playing, but you guys used to have fun. I know people sure got a kick out of it when Trigger Happy'd play. And wait till you see these guys. These are all kids in relation to Trigger Happy, and people used to.
I remember at was the Setnamaya Festival in Woodville. I think. There were a couple of years where we would play the Thursday night, and then Trigger Happy would be in the same tent the night after. So that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was always cool to see, like, you could see people in the crowd always pointing to, you know, who belongs to who. And, no, that's Bob's kid, and that's Eddie's boy.
Yeah, that was... was fun. I think, is that when, Aaron, did you have your steel set up there? The one I know one time in Woodville, you guys were set up there, and I think I was there, and I got up and played your steel a little bit. Have you still got that?
Yeah, I still got the Carter. I don't don't play it as much as I should, but I still got it.
And who all was in round two? So it was...
It would have been Ryan, Ethan, and then myself, Aaron, Justin, and Nick, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we've been talking a lot here. We better play some music. So, Steve, you got a song for the folks that we'd like to do here?
Yeah, we'll try one, George Strait. I don't know if this was ever one of his big hits.
I hadn't heard it that much when you gave me it on the list to run through it, and but it's a neat tune.
Yeah. It's called Shame on Me. Same spot at the end. We're in the same room still.
We always like doing that. It's just live radio, and there's been folks that have mentioned it. You know, when you're doing them songs, mention what key that you're starting in, because there is people at home strumming along with us, and they sure like to hear what key we're in. So we try to do that too. So you guys in the wintertime, you keeping busy? Steve, do you work through the winter?
I'm off most of the winter, but I still find odds and ends. It's funny that it sounds great for a while, but after 2-3 weeks, you start scratching around, finding other things to do. But
and Aaron, you keep pretty busy, or you?
Yeah, it's been steady. Been flying a lot and kind of enjoying some time. Usually February slows down a little bit, and then pick back up in March and April for spring break and that kind of thing. So
when you're flying, are you the main pilot or co-pilot?
I'm sitting right seat, so first officer, so co-pilot. Gee. Basically. Yep. So, yeah, enjoy trying to get down to, like, Phoenix and stuff, like Mike and Joe right now, and getting some warmer weather, especially the last few weeks. But.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one time I think I happened to be at the were we at the
yeah,
airport the, and you come airport. Walking in or one of us was walking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you were walking out and I was walking in, and I think we like kind of looked at each other like, Ed,
what are you doing here? But yeah, that was
wait a minute.
So how'd you fellas get started? Was it just having your folks playing? I know both Bob and Jerry, were they played in the County Line Boys? Was there other stuff even before that, or?
I think Dad started with the County Line Boys, and both of them, yeah. And then after the County Line Boys were done, then Trigger Happy started shortly thereafter. I don't think he was off for more than a year, I don't think.
Because, yeah, Bob and I started with Trigger Happy at the same time, and it was like June of 83, if I remember right. So we had fun doing that. And
I think music was just always kind of part of our life growing up, though, too, just hanging out in the granary with my dad and your dad and my uncles and going up to deer camp. There's always a guitar, and, you know, so I think that was just kind of natural, I guess, that we kind of picked it up and started playing ourselves, so...
Boy, if the folks could see, when they mentioned the granary, Steve's dad, Bob, has got a Trigger Happy used to practice there. I think we practiced every week for quite a few years, and we'd go down there, and it's just the neatest little, you go inside, and there's old barn boards on the wall and pictures, and of course, there's a bar and a jukebox in there and an old piano, and it's like a little mini museum. It's a pretty neat place, so... Mm-hmm.
That's where we started practicing, and you guys were young yet, too. So yeah,
Dad drove me to my first rehearsal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I had my permit, and my dad drove with me or rode with me so I could get down there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Wednesday nights that turned into Thursday mornings.
here in the early years.
Special shout-out to Bob and Kay for letting us practice in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a neat place, so... Well, Aaron, why don't you sing us a song?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to do, started doing this Some Girls Do by Sawyer Brown, kind of towards the end of us playing, I guess, so try to do that one. 1, 2, 3.
This walk by my Cadillac, from the corner of my eye I saw you made you laugh. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored, and you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I yelled and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tire. You was laughing at me. I was doing James Dean. Was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen when you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink furred eyes. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't white trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me.
Darn good.
Play it again.
was Aaron playing the lead on that, but them Taylors, they got a couple of beautiful Taylor guitars here, and
sound real pretty too.
Yeah, yeah.
We borrowed them from our cousin Taylor.
Now, is that same Taylor that bought my old green S10?
Yep. Still driving it.
I remember when I talked to Kevin one night, and Kevin called me about buying that truck, and he says, "What do you want?" He says, "How much you want for that truck?" I says, $1,000 would be fine. He says, "Well, can I give you a little more?" He didn't think, I guess he didn't think that was enough, but we're talking about, I know Trigger Happy's got stuff coming up this summer. Ethan, you're going to be busy doing a bunch of stuff between different groups and Chris. And
yeah, I've got plenty of dates coming with the Tucker Baker Band. And then, yeah, I've got a handful of dates with Chris Cruzy, too, playing up at Aquafest with him when he's headlining that Thursday of that festival. And then, a few other dates, but
yeah, that's going to keep you busy. And we got a bunch of stuff with Trigger Happy lined up for the summer, and just keep watching the papers. And between the normal stuff, a lot of the normal stuff we do, we'll be in Deer Park. Again, I think Carrie and the boys hired us to do that. I think they're the weekend before the 4th. Don't quote me on that, but you'll see it in the paper and stuff. But just watch for Trigger Happy and different stuff, and Tucker Baker and Chris and all the stuff going on.
Yeah.
And but so, Ethan, you want to sing a song for the folks out
there? Sure. I had a request for a song from LeBlanc Talent Agency. My friend Ashley LeBlanc wanted to hear some.
I think your mom was hanging out. Your mom was hanging out with her today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a Keith Whitley tune. Randy Travis actually had a bigger hit with it than Keith did, but it's a great tune either way. This one's in the key of E for those playing along at home.
That's appreciate giving them the key.
Understand, on one hand, I can stand.
day and be your rough man. But the reason I must go is on the other hand. One tag here. The reason I must go is on the other hand.
In that key, and you can kind of get the Keith Whitley flavor of that.
Yeah, listening to that all week, I didn't realize how much he sounds. You can hear a lot of Merle Haggard in his voice, at least in that era. It's really pretty cool.
Take there. That, Randy Travis.
Yeah, Randy who?
Oh, that was fun. We're looking at all the stuff that. For us to try to talk about here. I do have to say, though, that the ice fishing sure has been good this winter. I can't tell you where I've been fishing, but you might have a clue of where I live. But, no, it's been a fun winter that way. And lots of stuff. But
it's about to melt off now.
Yeah, it's there's still a lot of ice out there. The biggest thing, it'll start melting around the edge. It's going to take a while for that 2 feet of ice that's on that lake that I can't tell you where I'm at. But no, it's been a great winter that way. I did get a chance last night. Joanne and I got to, Amanda had got us tickets, and we went down to the Orpheum, and we saw Jim Gaffigan. It was a great show. And be ready if you got to try to park in Minneapolis, because it only costs you $40 now to park in the parking lot. But
I don't know how they can do it so cheap.
I was remembering the one main thing that sure caught my ear when he was saying he decided he wanted to start drinking bourbon, and he says he just decided to do that, and they got such neat little different size bottles that you can buy, and he says it's not like I drink every day. He says, it's more at night, he says. let's keep playing some music. Steve, you want to sing another one for us there?
Here's a Hal Ketchum one, Past the Point of Rescue.
What key is it in?
D.
G and the E minor, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, G, okay. Yeah. Looked at the wrong letter. Never played this one before.
Fools like me never win.
again and close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believe they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Maybe do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. There's no word from you at all. The best that you can do. Never meant to push or shove you. You know how much I love you. No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. There's no word you at all. The best that you can do. Never meant to push or shove you. You know how much I love you. No, you don't, but I do. Oh, no, you don't, but I do. Oh, no, you don't, but I do.
Very nice. I think I can hear a little buffalo in that voice when you're singing, Steve, but very nice job.
Thank you.
That's a lot of fun. We do that one with the Barn Boys, and I get to, I think John Lynch sings that one when I'm down and play with them guys. And
great tune.
I got a call last week, I think, on Wednesday night. Greg Wheeler had something going with the family that he wasn't able to do it, so I had to go on. I went down and filled in with Two Rivers Band with Randy Sins, and his wife Sue Orfield is just phenomenal, tenor sax player, and then they had a keyboard player, this Tom Weisner, that I hadn't played with before, but stuff with a million chords in it, and went down and they played at the, right downtown Eau Claire at the Plus.
Oh, okay,
and
yep.
So
Pizza
went down
place,
and,
yeah.
Went and did that with them, and that was a lot of fun, so, but... All the fun things we get to do with music and the people we meet. So I got to hear some of these stories about when round two was on their way. And I think, did we, like when we were both playing up at Govey's or?
Yeah, we had Justin had an old school bus, and him and I were always gearheads, so we were trying to get every last bit of power we could out of this thing. So We're messing with the injection pump, and we're backing out the fuel screw, and then
about 10 minutes before we had to leave, too.
We went about an eighth of a turn too far, and then we lost the screw in the bottom of the pump. So we were fishing for it for about 2 hours, and then it got to the point. Well, it's time to go. We're going, whether it's going to make it or not. We're heading out, and luckily we made it. But that same trip, we got up around Drummond area, and there was a bridge out. So we call Guppy and ask him how to get around, and them guys are rattling off road names like the back of their hand, and anybody that's been up in the Northwoods know that anything that says fire road or forest road, it's almost a road sometimes, but more often than not, So we're driving, and then pretty soon the blacktop leaves us, and then the gravel leaves us, and then we're kind of on sand and grass, and all of a sudden, we're meeting a bunch of four-wheelers, and everybody's wondering, what in the world is this big blue school bus doing down here?
Is that where you come up behind us when I was pulling the
camera? Well, yeah, you were following us, right? When we turned off, and then we stop, and we're all scratching our heads, and we just kept driving a little bit, and in about 5 minutes, we just about drove right past it, because you're coming in on the other side, and it was, there it is. I'll be darned.
Yeah, that was quite a road with the, like you talk about, the thick sand too, and I'm thinking pulling and got the camper behind us, that was quite a deal one of the years that we were up there playing with Govey, and that must have been like a Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
So
we had a lot of fun up there, and a lot of it was after playing too, and
oh, for sure.
we take a rowboat out in the middle of the this lake, and it started getting foggy, and there's no lights back there, and you could have sworn, I thought we were in the middle of Lake Superior, and you couldn't see a light or nothing. And we woke up the next morning, and here it's about a 10-acre lake at the most.
So a rock across it, practically.
Is it Aaron? You ready to sing another one?
Yeah, unless you do you want to, you haven't got to do one yet. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, you want me to? Sure, I can. I'll sing one here. This is one that Ethan. We were making up a list when we were him and I and Clint were down at Zymie's, and it was on my list. So we thought I haven't done it. Excuse me, I haven't done it for about 15 years. But it's an old Willie Nelson song in the key of C. One called "I Gotta Get Drunk." Hard to believe it, but I think it's a drinking song.
They're all drinking songs.
Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do try to, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Gonna spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some whole wreck, buddy, I can name you a few. Gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Well, I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town, they love to hear me holler, watch me spend my dollar, and you know I wouldn't be letting them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me you better start slowing it down, but there's more old drunks than there are old doctors, so I guess I'll just have another round. Start slowing it down, but there's more old drunks than there are old doc, so I guess we'll just have another round. That's a good one to find. So, yeah, that's a neat old Willie song. So, we had fun doing that down in Weston. So, yeah. Aaron, you up for another one?
Yeah, sure.
You know, you gotta do just like Briscoe Darling says: if we got time to breathe, we got time for music.
This is a Turnpike Troubadour song. When I lived out in Denver, I got all my friends out there kind of turned me on to Red Dirt Country, and so that's what got me. Kind of turned me on to these guys, and been a big fan of them since. So it's a song called "Unwrung." It's in the key G.
I heard there was a video that I saw of them guys doing it live at the Ryman, and the whole audience was singing along with them. It's just crazy.
The whole Red Dirt Texas country music scene is really big, but it's not played on the radio.
Yeah.
But it's really popular, and they play really big shows. It's all really good music, dude.
It is.
Okay. What's the name of that group now again?
They called the Turnpike Troubadours.
The Turnpike Troubadours. You ever heard of them, Bob?
Well, no.
I hadn't until they gave it to me on the list.
I hadn't really listened to those guys much until, I think around the summer of 2020, we were up at Justin and Johnny Murtha's land up in Cumberland over the 4th of July weekend, and we had gone out the lake that they have their land on right there. They've got a big fireworks display that they do, and all the pontoons go out to the middle of the lake, and that's going off. And then we had a couple of guitars with us, and Aaron started playing that one. I was like, that's a really good song.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, playing guitars or driving back to the dock and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a really good time.
Yeah.
Nothing more fun than that. So making a little music on the old pontoon.
What kind of music is it that the radio's not playing?
Red Dirt Country.
Red Dirt
Country. Yeah.
Okay. I got to learn about that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how popular. Them guys came to the cities last summer, I think, and I was going to go, and then I looked up ticket prices. They were about $300.
Whoa.
I want to see them, but I don't know if I want to see them $300 worth.
It's only 40 bucks to park, though, so you see about that.
Just wanted to remind everybody, here at WPCA 93.1, we're going to have our spring pledge drive for 2025 here in the spring. It's going to be April 7th to the 11th. Yeah. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah.
And so we sure appreciate any help that people send a little money our way to keep the station going so we can do stuff like this. And it's just neat to be a community radio station where we're trying to help support anything and everything that's going on here in Amory. So there's one new show that just mentioning too. On Saturdays we lost the Tent Show Radio, but we replaced it with Folk Alley, and it's at 4 o'clock on Saturdays.
Yep.
And that's kind of a neat. I did catch a little bit of it I think last weekend when it was on. So, but should we do some more music? We got that one. Ethan, you ready for another one?
Sure.
Is this that new? We got to talk about Zach Top and let these people know. I hadn't heard much. You started doing some of these songs with Tucker Baker
Band. Yeah.
But this guy is, just to listen to him sing and play guitar by himself, but he's had this one song that was about the radio. It was that got top 30, was it? And
well, I think his biggest one, this is the one we're about to do, is called
I Never Lie.
Yep, and he's on the country charts right now, finally working his way up, but he started off playing bluegrass and stuff when he was a teenager, and then now he started writing his own tunes, and he's really heavily influenced by 80s and 90s country, and he sounds a lot like him. It's really good music. Zach Top.
Yeah. And for those of you playing along, what are we in, E flat? Ethan?
Yeah, this one's in E flat, so I apologize. It's a little goofy key.
Capo one.
It's easy if you just capo on the first fret and play a D.
There you go.
Ready?
One, two.
You still look like an angel. I heard you doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone that says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late from work. Oh, I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA. She's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, I sleep like a baby. Feels to hurt. Oh, I ain't been alone
since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
Very nice. Zach Top. If you get a chance, look him up on YouTube. He's just amazing. Good guitar player, great singer. And so, well, we're going to say hi to a few folks here quick. So I'll say hi to a few, and you guys can all do that. Say hi to Joanne and Brother Scotty. He listens a lot. Char in the truck and all the Morrow kids. We got our neighbors, Al and Ann, are listening, and all their family. Tad Late and Darlene and the boys. I think Darlene's coming home from, her and Kenny are coming home from Mission, Texas pretty soon here. We got Jim Bjorkman way out west. Brian Jevning's listening, and he's getting ready to retire. The Club 42 boys, Cactus Cousins, Denny Marion, a great friend, steel player down there in Chippewa. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Bill Gadadzik and the Hunyucks. Got to say hi to Putz. And always all the folks that Mike says hi to or saying hi to them. And Tom Klinger, got to say hi to... my buddy Doug that was up fishing, and we caught too many more fish than I remember catching. And I got to say hi to John Willman's listening tonight. So, Ethan?
Or I'll go. Yeah, hi to Justin, Johnny, Martha, and Kristen, and April, and all the kids down around Woodville. Hello to the whole Prairie Farm crew, Jill Paulson, and Ashley, and
Balsam
Judy.
Lake Hardware.
Yeah, Ryan Flaherty, if he's listening. We had a couple of my buddies down in Iowa, Carter and Phil and maybe Jordan. But how about you, Steve?
Well, my wife Danielle and my boy Owen are listening. I know that. Mom Kay, my dad Buffalo Bob's up north at the cabin.
Buffalo!
CJ Vella, say hi to him. My brother Dwayne and sister Mary, their family. Thank Jim and Roxanne if they're listening, and my other siblings. There's Farron and Ferlin, Conway, Elvis, George, Tammy, Tom T, and Little Buck. My dad was a huge country music fan.
I want to say hi to my parents, Jerry and Marilyn. And thanks for everything you've done for me and continue to do for me. Say hi to my girlfriend, Kirsten, and my nephews and my niece, Liam, Hank, and Lennon.
I wanted to say hi to Nick and Ryan if they're out there listening to
and
Justin.
Well.
So
yeah. Great. Well, we can't thank you guys enough for coming up. And it's
6 minutes.
Okay, we're here live and on a Thursday night in February of 2025. A couple of things coming up this summer. We've actually got a steel guitar show that's going to be September 20th down in Menominee at Dean and Sue's. So there's if you like steel guitar music. We're going to be playing a lot of different steel players will be there that day. Kenny Houston's lining that up. And don't forget about the Country Dam Jam Band Reunion. That's going to be July 26th at UW-Wandruce. And there's more and more people that are contacting, I think, Tammy about that. I think that's even going to start at 12 noon now. There's going to be music in the afternoon with a band finishing up for the night. So, but... Steve, you want to do a little bit of that Delilah?
Yeah, we'll try that one out.
Okay. What key is this in?
Key D. It's got a few minors. If you're playing along, F sharp minor and a B minor, and they're kind of all over the place. So I'll try and find them myself.
Like Clarion says, he'll play what he wants. Go ahead and play.
Close your eyes. voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, one day I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you could take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. Walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh long, because we know that none of them felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time that we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. In years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. Whatever, because of you. Do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me.
Steve, thanks for doing that. I remember when you guys used to do that. So we're getting close to the end here, folks. We want to sure say thanks to everybody that's out there listening, and we can't thank you enough for all the support here at the station. So, but we'll keep things going here. Bob's got the final song. Anything else coming up you fellas want to throw out there?
I don't think on my end.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing this. You guys,
thanks for having us.
I wish you guys were still out there playing, because you do a great job and it's a lot of fun. So, again, thanks to everybody that's listening. Thanks to Bob and Luann, and we'll see you again next month. So, thanks, everybody.